so many people out today doing their final bit of shopping, getting their meat, getting their food, shopping, market, Super Value, the chemist, you know. So they coming in, and the Christmas light is lit all the time during the Christmas period, and it does draw the eye over. And to see it crooked, the star on the top of it is bent, and, you know, it was very disappointing to see this. And trying to work out all the storms we've just been through, and it stood there straight, not a problem. It was weighed down. It's all done internally before the finesse of it on the outside happens. And it went through all them storms and not a move on it, and this morning it's crooked. But it was knocked over last night twice, I believe. And, you know, it was the people who were bussed into town. It's very disappointing to think that people came into our town, into our community and done this, and left this mindless vandalism behind them. It wasn't anybody in locally. Nothing ever happens. Everybody takes great pride in what we have in Tubbercurry for all the different seasons of the year. And to look at what we're left looking at now is very disappointing. For something that costs a lot of money. You know, these Christmas features don't come cheap. And, you know, they take a lot of minding before Christmas, after Christmas, maintenance. And it was very disappointing. I was upset when I went in this morning and felt, you know, what could we do? What could we do? It took a lot of people to bring this piece of work together, Christmas in Tubbercurry.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll have to deal with it now after Christmas. We have reported to the local Garda, so I suppose it's in their hands now, you know?
Yeah. And Geraldine,
Geraldine,
you mentioned, I suppose, the effort that a lot of people have went to make the town look the way it is during the Christmas period, and this was always put maybe a bit of a dampener on things?
Look, I don't like to say we are resilient people in rural Ireland, and we will put our best foot forward. You don't let people who do stuff like this in your local community, you don't let them take the upper hand. But it's just so disappointing, and you can't explain it. Young and old are upset about it. Why did this have to happen? Who done this? You know, there will be questions, I suppose, left unanswered. And we're left doing the repairs, or, you know, maybe having to buy a new Christmas tree. That Christmas tree costs a lot of money. And we take great pride in putting our best foot forward in Tubbercurry and in all our rural towns. We do the best we can. We put our best side out. And a number of years ago, Tubbercurry, the Chamber and the community decided to invest in new Christmas lights. That took a lot of work, a lot of paperwork to be filled in. It was time-consuming, and designs had to be done, upgrades had to be done on the wiring. Now, you know, as previously said, we've had a lot of storms. We've gone through a lot of storms. Christmas lights are not awfully fond of the storms and the rain, you know, so it's a daily issue checking them out during the night. Things trip. It's a 24-hour-7 watch during the Christmas period. But you do it to have your best side out. And then when you look around and you see the children pointing up the lights, and you see visitors to the town and they're walking around, and you see comments on the different various social media pages, how well Tubbercurry, that's where you get your pride from. And you do it for your community. You don't do it for yourself. You do it for your community. And there's so many people giving of themselves, volunteering their time. We have a lot of good, great schemes in town, the community employment scheme, we have the rural social scheme, we have the leadership scheme, we have the two scheme. All them lads and ladies give up their time, more than, you know, they're giving people. But we do it to have the town looking well and to keep our best foot forward. But these people came into town last night, and for whatever reason, they seem to have thought it was going to be a great thing to knock the Christmas tree over. It's very sad. I'm glad I didn't see it happening. I don't know what I'd have done. I can't imagine what I'd have done if I'd seen it happening. It was enough to go into town and to see it firsthand as we were driving by, and then to go around the various shops and everybody talking about it. We shouldn't be talking about vandalism on Christmas Eve. We should be talking about going home and getting our homes ready and getting turkeys on and getting ready to put Santa Claus. I said, that's what we should be talking about, not this, on Christmas Eve.